Breath of fire, we'll do quite a lot of breath of fire today because the subject for this class is anger. So it's a class on the addictive personality, and I break it down into the aspects that we deal with. So this week's class is anger. So we will be doing breath of fire because it's a great way of shifting and moving energy. Breath of fire is a breath where you pump. You're pumping your diaphragm and forcing air out of your lungs, and when you release the muscles of the diaphragm, you drag air back in. So to get started, if you could imagine perhaps that you've got something trapped in your nose like a bug and you want to blow it out. Can you do that? No, you don't want to do a series of puffs. Each outward breath is a complete exhale. Yes. And notice that you've done that, and then you release. So every time you exhale, when you release the tension, you drag air back in again. So you're not breathing up here. You're not dragging air in and then letting it go. You're forcing air out and then releasing the muscles, and that's dragging the air in. Do you understand the difference? So it comes from the pressing the air out by forcefully pressing your stomach muscles, okay? It's an interesting breath, and it takes time to master. It's a breath that builds the nervous system. So if you're menstruating, you need to just watch that breath of fire will make you bleed more. That's the only thing you need to really be aware of. Can I just check that no one's pregnant? You can laugh. It's powerful stuff. It's not appropriate if you're pregnant. Okay, so anger. Now, anger was requested by several people. And
can I just ask, what does the word pregnancy?
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm just curious.
When you're pregnant, you create an enormous amount of heat in your body. Mm. And what we do in a Kundalini yoga class, pretty much in a lot of yoga classes, isn't appropriate for pregnancy. So up to a certain number of weeks, you can do it. Mm. But after a certain number of weeks, you can't, because it's too much energy. Because your body is already creating a monumental amount of energy. So you build up too much, and it's not good. And also, some of the postures put too much downward pressure on the body, which isn't good when you're pregnant. Mm. So I'm a specialist in pregnancy yoga. So if somebody was pregnant, I'd say, come and see me separately, but don't, you can't do, I can teach a pregnancy class, but that's not what this is about. So I would be So a lot of the postures and the breaths that I would do in this class wouldn't be appropriate to pregnancy. Mm. So we're going to deal today with anger. And interesting, a whole swathe of different people, actually, mostly than the people who requested the anger class. So that's kind of interesting. Last week we looked at, I think it was depression. Was it depression?
Yeah.
And anger is kind of the next step, because depression is unexpressed anger, turns in on itself. But anger, it's interesting to be all women in a class on anger, because anger is, for women, it's an interestingly challenging subject, because it's culturally unacceptable to be angry as a woman. It's very difficult to find a place to express your anger appropriately, because we're judged to be being completely inappropriate if we're angry. We're trained culturally and socially not to express our anger. So we unconsciously adhere and sometimes quite often unconsciously bow to these conditions. And then the side effect of that is that anger produces within us a lot of shame. Does that make sense? Can you resonate with that? So it's very difficult to come to terms with the strength of our own feelings at times, which is why it turns inwards into depression, because we are culturally very harshly judged for stepping out of the kind of, well, I mean, this is a big subject, gets into all kinds of feminist things in a way, but on a certain level, the role model for who we are as women, if you have grown up in the West, is the Virgin Mary. And if you can't be the Virgin Mary, if you can't be the Virgin, then you're all the other negatives referenced to her. You might not even notice it's happening, and you may have grown up in an atheist or a Muslim family, but it's a very strong cultural image that we are put against. And we have grown up in a system where essentially our job is to bow, is to serve, is to create a particular role model that is caring and nurturing. And so anger goes against all of that. So anger's a difficult subject. it's a very unpleasant experience in the body when it comes up, and particularly when you're dealing with addiction and the addictive personality. Anger is for quite a lot of people the reason why they drink, take drugs, act out, use intensity. I mean, anger is a serious issue in the addictive personality, partly because a lot of the time you're trying to suppress it, and that's nothing necessarily only to do with women. I think men have a certain pressure on them as well. But once you get sober, if you decided, let's imagine you decided to stop drinking, which may be something that some of you have thought about or even have taken on, a lot of feelings will come up. And then what happens is it's very easy to go sideways. You stop drinking and the first temptation is to eat more, particularly sugar. The next temptation, and you may act out differently, but the next temptation quite often may be sex, much more sex, or inappropriate sex, or a relationship, and we fear how we feel. Smoking is a very big one. Smoking, you put down smoking, the immediate response to smoking is anger, and the way to stifle anger is to eat. Can you see a pattern that you may recognize, you may have dealt with in yourself? So we're culturally trained and emotionally trained to suppress anger, and it's very difficult to deal with anger. I got angry over Christmas. I got very, very angry over Christmas. Very, 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 very angry over Christmas. And what was fascinating for me was two things. One was that despite over 20 years of being sober and over 20 years of living consciously, I couldn't stop myself getting this angry. Even though I knew how to stop myself, I chose not to. But more interestingly than that was the other side, the other end of it, was how poisonous and toxic I felt afterwards. I felt ill from the anger rising up inside me. And then I felt, and I still feel, really ashamed. And it's such an interesting series of things that all come together. They all dovetail. Now, we don't all react appropriately. We don't all react in the same way. We may have a different reaction. But quite often, anger is something that stems from our history a lot of the time. I mean, there's anger because somebody's just hit you, but quite often we're angry because of something that's being triggered in us by our current situation that actually refers us back, throws us back into our history, throws us back into a sense of injustice, throws us back into our ego wanting to dominate. Does that make sense? So anger is quite challenging because if you're conscious, you've got to choose not to get angry. And in that moment, the ego is enormous and very, very powerful. If you're able to choose not to get angry, you've still got to do something with that energy. But if you do get angry, it can become something that's very difficult to stop. It grows. It kind of comes up the body, rather like a spirit, rather like one is being invaded by a spirit. And there's a whole raft of teachings that actually say that if you look at addiction as... can't think of the word, when you're inhabited by it, as a possession of you, then every single drug has its own spirit. Because if you think about whatever you... I mean, I certainly was a drug addict. I never took heroin, but I took everything else. And each drug has its own inhabitation, its own way of being inside you. Does that make sense? And then you start thinking about the difference between gin and vodka and the difference between vodka and beer. How these things move inside you, what they do inside you. And that actually applies to everything, whether that's sex with somebody who you really fancy or whether that's sex because you've just peeked at a porn site. Every single one of these acting out behaviors, intensity, drama, you know, they all have their own energy inside us and they're all slightly different, which is kind of why we go for one thing over another. Does that make sense? You know, one of us is drawn to X and the other one is drawn to something completely different. And can't really see why would you want to go gambling when actually you could go and do this? It's so much more instant, you know. We're drawn to this sense of being inhabited by a spirit. So the moment we get angry, a whole series of things get set off. A battle with our ego is the first one. And are we going to fight it, or are we just going to let our ego win? If we let our ego win, we say things, we do things, we behave in ways that later trigger the most awful shame, the most awful cortisol experience. A lot of the suffering that you feel after anger, the physical suffering, is because the anger triggers hormones, staggering amounts of hormones. And I did a workshop on the addictive personality a couple of weeks ago and talked a lot about cortisol. Extreme anger triggers cortisol, which is a very, very unpleasant hormone, into the bloodstream, which it takes 2 days to get rid of. So come back out and look at all those different strands. Anger is quite a big, it's quite a big issue. It's quite a big topic. There's a lot that is very difficult to express. Some of us will have had things happen to us in our lives. It doesn't have to have been when we were young. It can have been, you know, 4 days ago. It doesn't matter. Where, how do you express yourself? Going through relationships, going through the unfairness of, you know, everyday experience, coming into recovery and then actually having to be with that without numbing it. That's quite challenging as well. And then finding a way through. So really my intention today is to open up anger. We're going to go and do a whole work. We're going to do a whole series of postures around anger, and then we're going to do a meditation for anger. But I think if you have questions or something comes up in regard to what I say, I'm not necessarily an expert on anger, but I'm happy to put my hand up and say I get very angry, and I certainly have irritation issues. And actually, being able to be okay with that is an interesting thing. But let's take this period of time. We have an hour and a quarter between postures, and to bring up whatever might come up for you, or if you have questions, or if there's somewhere you want to go with something that comes up for you, then let's do that. Yeah? Did you resonate with some of the things I was saying? I think what I'm going to start with is we'll tune in, and then if you have questions, let's... Do you have a question? You look like you have a question. No? You can. I like questions. We'll tune in, and then we'll get started, and we'll see from there. Yeah?
They say something like, because some people react to the same situation in an angry way, and some people react like maybe they start crying or they collapse in. So as always, you have to look at the, that's what I heard, you have to look at the positive intention behind why you're getting angry. What are you trying to achieve by getting angry?
Hmm.
What it's doing for you.
But that's an interesting thing, because that requires you to have a certain level of consciousness that will make you take a step out.
Yeah.
And that you have to get to a certain place in yourself to be able to stop and go, what do I think about this situation? Because a lot of the time, we react.
In hindsight, you can look back and you say,
is it
a specific situation? Like you said, my ego is getting hurt, or what makes me react in a certain way?
Mm.
I mean, it's my ego.
No, but it could be injustice. Yeah. You know, I find, for me, a lot of the time, it's when it's injustice and judgment.
From other people.
Mm.
And what does it do for you?
Makes me angry.
Yeah, no, but what does it do for you?
Misrepresentation. I don't like it.
What does it do for you to get angry then?
Well, not a lot. So what does it do for anybody? That's the whole point. But it doesn't mean that you don't, A, have a lot of built-up anger, and it doesn't mean that, B, you have the wherewithal to stop yourself getting angry. What does it do for you? Yeah, I mean, what does taking drugs do for you? I mean, there's one way of looking at it.
The higher intention will be to be happy. So the reason you're getting angry, the more you look into it, it's actually the end result is to satisfy your ego or to make a point that you're right. Or so I guess when you reach that point, then you know, well, actually, if I get angry in order to be happy, then I'm sabotaging being happy.
Yes.
I can just be happy accepting whatever words come out of a person's mouth.
Yes.
Or their actions.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to be stupid. Nobody wants to act stupid. It's not like, well, I'm stupid and I want to act stupid. They don't realize it. They act as, they say that they're a map of the world. And just because it's not the same as our map of the world, we might get angry with them.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's just a a theory
that
I've been reading about.
Okay, well, I wish I had the wherewithal to think about it when I get angry. But...
Can I say something?
Yes.
It's really funny because I came here today by coincidence. I didn't know what's going to be. But I have really big issue with angry.
With anger, do you?
Yeah, because sometimes I get angry that I have feeling that my
head
is going to explode. And after I have a migraine, you know?
So migraine?
Migraine,
yeah.
Not... not after 5 minutes, but next day, for example, and it's really angry affect my life, you know, because I'm trying to be a nice person, and you know, a nice person to be nice with the blah blah blah, blah. And after when I get angry, like you said, it's really nice to be here today. I'm so ashamed, you know, because I'm a woman, I'm supposed to be nice, I'm reading a spiritual book, and blah, 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 everybody, you know, and after, you know, the people judge you, huh? She's reading this book, she's trying to make yoga, oh no, it's so angry, you know, it doesn't...
It's not spiritual.
Yeah,
spiritual than me,
because I'm a
fairy. And I shall have a kid out. Because you want to see how spiritual you are, go and spend time with your family.
Yeah,
that's
true.
But I just have a thing just now. You know, I was in the changing room. Was anyone in there when I swore? I was in the changing room, got dressed all in white, tried to use the lockers and trapped my finger in the door. And so I swore right out of it. I said, fuck. And somebody said, oh my God, you're dressed like a goddess and you're swearing. Yeah, isn't that what goddesses do? No goddesses didn't swear, can't I swear?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, the instant judgment. I'm supposed to be something
else.
But
in that way, I understand that it's better to, impress, you know? It's better than keep inside, you know? Because
it's better that you do.
Yeah, I think.
I'm not sure.
But it's different from anger and healthy irritation, isn't there?
Well, but that's a huge difference.
healthy irritation.
It might be better for you,
react,
but what about the other person?
Yeah, I know. But
more healthier.
So you might try boxing.
I'm not saying that it's the best way, but maybe it's better than you are keeping this.
Well, I'm going to take you through some postures, and I'm going to take you through a meditation that's specifically for anger. And I've done twice for 40 days, and it's very good.
Does it mean that we'll be able to deal with anger easier?
I'm not a magic person, specifically in terms of making spells, but my intention is that by the end of the class you have A, tools, and you have a better understanding of how anger sits in your body, and you have techniques. That's my intention, okay? But are we all on the same page as regards anger and experiencing it?
I've got an extra bit, which is that I find it quite difficult to express anger. And when I expressed it on Sunday, which I told you about, I have a real sense of victory and a sense that I have established a boundary.
I mean, what you did, in terms of what we talked about, what you did was amazing, and you looked after yourself. That was extremely appropriately expressed anger.
Because nobody said anything about anger being a necessary thing.
Briefly touch on it, because I said you can get angry because someone hit you.
Yeah.
You can get angry in terms of defending yourself, but
yeah.
I perhaps wasn't clear, but yes, what we talked about and what you did was to set a very clear boundary in a very abusive situation, and it was really appropriate. But there are other times when we are, particularly by virtue of dealing with the addictive personality, we're dealing with a lot of history, and we're dealing with a lot of feelings that we don't necessarily express appropriately. We don't channel them where they belong.
Yeah.
We don't learn how to stop them because we go too far. We don't know what to do with them because they bubble up inside us, and where do we put them? And then culturally we're unable to express them because we're supposed to be spiritual.
It's cool. They rather teach us algebra and geometry. It doesn't really teach us how to deal with life.
So
what? Like, for example, sometimes I feel when I start getting angry or really anxious, I feel like a lot of energy around here, and I really don't know what to do with that.
Have
energy.
An orgasm. You laugh, but I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? You can take that energy. That energy is the wildest, most powerful. Mm. Have an orgasm and move it up your body. Move it out of your body.
Even when you're angry?
Yeah. I mean, don't in the middle of an argument sit there and have an orgasm.
Excuse me. What were you saying?
I'm just going to run one out here, but I'll be back. Hang on.
I'll be more relaxed.
No, it's not at all the same for men. It's a very interesting thing because a woman's orgasm is completely different to a man's orgasm. But sexuality is not what we're here to discuss. But it's no, we can. I can teach you another class on it, but that's not what we're here to discuss today.
But I feel that, like, the energy, when I'm getting angry, I feel like all here, like, full of energy. And that's why it happens sometimes. I start talking and, oh my God, then when I finish, I say, oh, why did I say all of those things? I want to learn when to stop and relax and breathe, or whatever is necessary, because then you feel so good.
Okay, well, we're going to play with some breaths today and understand the mechanism a little bit better. I mean, there's only so much I can teach you in this time, but that's my intention, okay? We've got a lot to do, so let's tune in. So we always start a Kundalini class with Om Namo, Gurudev Namo. It means I bow to the divine within. Okay? So we chant that three times. Inhale.
Om Namo.
Pull the neck. And exhale. Okay, start with something really horrible first. So it's important to start with something horrible. So this is a posture which is for turning anger into enthusiasm. Oh, sorry, I'm not well placed. Just go, 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 as fast as you can. So legs straight. Absolutely horrible.
Eyes open?
No, close your eyes, go crazy. Close your eyes, pull your tongue back, press it to the roof of your mouth. Okay. Legs straight. Pressurizing the liver, you're strengthening the pelvis, you're certainly working on the third chakra, the fire in the body. Keep going. Joyce, you've only done 38 seconds. This is turning your anger into enthusiasm. Be more enthusiastic about it. Okay, 30 seconds more.
Thank you.
Still. Eyes closed is very important. It's after each posture that you do the work. And as people who are willing to openly consider the addictive personality do enjoy the fruits of your labors. This is a bit, if you keep opening your eyes, it's rather like rolling a joint and not smoking it. You need to sit still and enjoy it, because now is exquisite. So, if we could acknowledge, perhaps as a starting point, that anger sits a lot of it in our history. There is the thing of appropriate anger, which Helena brought up. But a lot of the time, what we suffer with is anger that is misplaced, anger that can't express itself, anger that is socially unacceptable, and the results and the post-anger experience. You come out of the posture. We're going to start the yoga set. So, the first posture in the yoga set is Sufi grind, and very much please recognize that this posture is about letting go of your history. That's what it's for. So it's grinding the pelvis, grinding your history out through your anus. Very delightful posture. Okay, so inhaling forward, exhaling back. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Eyes closed, powerful breath. Serotonin makes you feel good. But we carry our history around with us, and instead of standing on it and letting it be the fertilizer for who we are, we wear it like a coat, we present it, and we fall back reacting to it. And we need to learn to respond appropriately, to take a breath, to take responsibility. I think respond is from the root is responsibility. Because when you react, you don't think. When you respond, you take time to think. And sometimes if we can go back into our history and unlock the key, find the lock, put the key in it, undo the history, the anger softens. Because quite often we end up in relationships, particularly with people who we think we can heal or we think can heal us. And we get very disappointed and extraordinarily cross when they don't. Okay, fabulous chance to get rid of some anger now. I personally would do this posture kneeling, but it's indicated sitting. And the reason I would do it kneeling is you're going to get more out of it, for me, with the way my back is. But if you're going to do it sitting, then I suggest raise your bum slightly by sitting on a bolster. But if you can cope with this, then do. Okay, left thumb on top, left index finger on top. You're inhaling through your mouth, you're exhaling through your nose, the liver, and start focusing your thoughts. What the hell is pissing you off? And go for it. Get rid of it. Blow it out. Inhale, exhale. Do both through the mouth. And cool yourself down. Cool the liver. Go deeper with the arms, bring them down lower. Lower. Yes. And throw them back. Put pressure on the kidneys at the top. Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man. Spitting all the brass, grab the sand, take your time. Spin around the freezing clock, take the hands of time and come home. Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man. There's a storm coming at the weather man. It's a wrap, I was down, when I was down I was kicked. I gotta roll back the bunch into the ground. Get tricked into track. Fuck my last city and sits in my trash. I'll be goddamn if another rapper gets in my ass. I hit the gas and I spit every rapper's hit this my last. You can die in the blink of an eye. So that's how I last, then keep winning the ball. This is cause I'm fighting with death. I'm destroying your livelihood, I need you serving your rap. I catch a flow and get going. And the more I'm sowing it slowly. For no one knowing there's no
sure
one. Above your head, hold the breath, stretch up, 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 high, high, high. Squeeze the root lock, squeeze under the ribs. And exhale. Release the arms, keep the eyes closed. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Just stay with it. Just stay with it. That affects the lymph glands as well, that posture. Close your eyes. That posture affects the lymph glands under your arms. It's very detoxifying. We hold our history in our shoulders as well. So you're dragging around all kinds of stuff, and these postures help you get rid of them. Keep your legs stretched. Keep your eyes closed. There's a lot going on. The consciousness that you bring to the postures is a very potent thing. If you, you know, one of the reasons that I talk before teaching is that you bring intention to your postures, and therefore you imbue them with an enormous amount of power. If you're doing postures just because that's what somebody says you should do, I don't believe that the postures have the power, that if you understand what it is you're trying to change, what you're affecting, and how you're affecting the effect of what you do, the postures become supremely potent. Inhale, exhale, cross your legs. And you're going to do something totally and utterly opposite. We're now going to open the heart. When we're angry, when we're cross, when we're upset, when we're hurt, all very linked in, we close down. Anger is the opposite of an open heart. So this next one is about the heart. So you're inhaling, hands open, exhaling into a fist. Inhaling, exhaling. On the inhale, imagine the lungs hugging the heart. Imagine the expansion of the lungs literally hugs the heart. And stay with it, keep your arms up. It doesn't matter, I'm not particularly attached to the discomfort will pass. So inhaling, feel as you inhale, feel the expanding lungs, hug the heart. Very strong posture, the hands are strong. Exhaling, your hands go into fists.
keeping the eyes closed, inhale. Hold the breath, squeeze everything. Huge lungs expanded, covering the heart. And exhale, keep the eyes closed, let your hands fall into your lap. You've taken an enormous amount of oxygen. You've consciously opened your heart. You've expanded the oxygen levels in your blood. Phenomenal. But also the consciousness of the reversal of the closing down that anger brings is very potent. I think that one of the things that's quite interesting about anger is that I talked about it earlier, you can open your eyes and relax for a moment and give it a break, because that was a fairly intense run. I mentioned it earlier, but it's interesting to reconsider that this next break, just before we go into the posture that we're about to do, is that we are very harshly judged. I mean, to teach a class to women is very different to teach a class to men and women, because the issues that you face as a woman with anger are quite different. It's anger with a man is kind of acceptable. My son's just got into wrestling, which is rather trippy as an experience, to walk into the sitting room and watch all these men in tight lycra kind of being angry with each other. It's a very odd thing. But it's very acceptable. It means they're manly. But as a woman, it's not acceptable. And one of the things that one needs to be conscious of, I think, is that not only is there external judgment, but there's our own judgment, which is quite often unconscious. We're not necessarily aware of how much we judge ourselves for the feelings that we have, because we deem, like you mentioned it, you think you've mentioned also, maybe you did, about wanting to be spiritual and being seen to be in a particular way. And so when we judge ourselves, we allow, that makes a space for other people to judge us. If we are completely not bothered about something, then nobody else can judge us for it. We don't allow the judgment of others. Do you understand that? But the minute we're bothered by something, the minute we're bothered, let's imagine there's some piece about your history that's come out and somebody knows that maybe, maybe you were a pole dancer, maybe you were a prostitute, maybe you did something and somebody knows about it. The minute... if you feel uncomfortable about that, then the world and all the people who discover about it are free to judge you, because you judge yourself.
Is it energy?
I'm sorry?
Is it because of the energy?
It's partly, yes. It's because of the energy. If you don't give a monkeys about something, then there's no judgment made, because you don't make the space for it. So to recognize that we judge ourselves just as harshly as anyone else will judge us, that's what becomes quite interesting. And you start looking at it and thinking, okay... it becomes quite interesting to find appropriate expression. There's not only appropriate anger, but there's an appropriate expression of anger. And then there's an appropriate expression of appropriate anger. They're different things, yes? Because you can feel really angry about something that happened 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, some of you are very young, I'm not. But, you can feel very upset about something that happened an awfully long time ago. But to find ways of expressing it now, so that it no longer colours your reality. This is the key. Now, this next posture is quite interesting. It puts a lot of pressure on the liver. The liver is the seat of anger in the body. And it releases a lot of serotonin. So I think how to use this posture appropriately is to let yourself go. Please don't... I don't want you to bang your head on the floor. But what this posture does, it's an interesting posture because it's used to create hysteria. A lot of, if you went into a cult, into a religious cult, it would be a way that this is a posture they would use to get you into a state where you will let anything happen to you, where you will go into hysteria, you will go en masse. We're not going to do it for that long, trust me. You're only going to do it for 3 minutes. But in that 3 minutes, you'll be inhaling up, putting pressure on the kidneys, kidneys hold fear, and you're going to be exhaling down. So it's inhaling up, exhaling down. So every time you put pressure on the liver, I'd like you to be letting go. Just breathe out. So breathe through the mouth and just let go. As you go down, just let go of whatever it is that's fundamentally pissing you off. Please don't feel you need to express it to anybody apart from you. Recognize it and get rid of it. Let the candles in the middle of the room burn it, okay? So you just inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down.
I spend a lot of time in the Middle East, and it's very interesting because the expression of somebody with that fabulous religious fervour is to have a sore on their head from bowing to gods quite so much that they actually, you know, like some of us get a kind of yoga bum. They get a sort of forehead where they've. So I'd like you not to do that. If you could not do that, that would be bad. Okay?
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case you get over-enthusiastic.
Carolyn, can I just ask you something? I get I've got a dodgy lower back, and I find it quite difficult to come up when
just
I've gone down.
Do whatever works for you.
Okay.
Even if you need to do it slowly, but try to have the same intention.
Right.
And this music's going to get faster. And I do the same. Okay? So let's start nice and peaceful.
You stretch out?
Up. You don't
stretch
have to touch, just up, yeah. Close your eyes, just let it go. Every time you go down, breathe out through the mouth. Force out the anger. Force out. You can remember something and just let it go. I'd rather it was a social injustice, and I'd rather it was whatever you are personally pissed off about from your own experience.
through the log. And keeping the eyes closed, exhale. Something came up in this, which was kind of interesting. It was interesting to be in the room with it. There's a thing I recognised that came up, I don't know who for, but there's also the abandonment of the self. We can be very angry, not only because of what somebody else has done to us, but because of what we have let happen to us, how much we have betrayed ourselves. This is a very interesting route, particularly for women. And can turn the anger into depression, because you end up feeling so powerless. How are you doing?
It's an interesting book that I'm reading at the moment. If anyone's interested, I'd like to share it. It's called Homecoming by James Bradshaw.
Oh, it's wonderful. James Bradshaw is amazing.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's
realize,
fantastic.
Now I know James Bradshaw. So
is it James or John Bradshaw?
It could be John.
I think it's John Bradshaw.
It's a big green, bluish book.
Yeah,
it's
I think it's John Bradshaw.
Your child.
Yeah, it's John Bradshaw.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very easy to read as well.
Yeah, he's very lovely, John Bradshaw.
You mentioned the abandonment, I forgot what
to do. Yeah. Are you all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
I laughed halfway through that.
Great.
I've recently had a realisation about a lot of my anger is towards myself, actually. Like a realisation of getting frustrated with other people, not taking responsibility for my own actions ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's only just, I've only just got clarity about that very recently, that actually it's just anger with myself for doing things, and I'm just around with other people.
And it becomes the most awfully frustrating feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to find a way out of that.
Mm.
You said it was scary.
It was good. So good was scary. I thought, that's what I'm going to do every day at home.
But it's very interesting because you can just get lost in that.
Yeah,
amazing. What you do, you can let go of so much stuff. And it's again,
and
it's taking
the
music on a,
helped.
Yeah, taking on a posture with intention is great.
Yeah.
Okay, next posture.
You want to break at work if you're frustrated.
It's almost orgasmic.
Sorry. Listen, sweetheart, I think orgasm is a wonderful thing. I've just read the most amazing book called The Function of the Orgasm.
What?
It's an extraordinary book. It's a completely extraordinary book about how we ended up with what we consider sex, what is considered sex, which is so completely at odds with what we need, want, desire, or require as women. It's a very interesting book. It's called The Functions of the Orgasm. It's fascinating. Easy read. But I'm studying to be a sex therapist, so it's one of my must-read books.
Well, if you have a class like that. Yeah.
Well, I'll do a class on sexual intimacy, because it's an interesting thing, but it's to do with the addictive personality, because you put all this stuff down and then you try and have sex sober. That's a trip. Come on, all fours, lady. Ladies, I'm not here just to entertain you. Okay, continuing the theme of let me get rid of my anger. Okay, your inhale is here. So, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Head stays straight, yeah. Okay, go for it. Minute each leg. Ready, steady, go. Go fast. Thank you.
sit back on your heels, curl up in baby pose. Powerful posture for women, this grounds the subconscious. Interlocked in front of your chest. You're going to stare at your hands with breath of fire. release the posture and just relax for a moment. Okay, we're going to built up, we've released, we've been conscious of a huge amount of energy in the body. The last posture is just to shift it all around and expand the aura. So come standing up. Inhaling up. Really stretching out, just letting go now of the thoughts that came up. But I owe you a meditation because we didn't do a meditation last week. So we're going to do a meditation very specifically chosen for releasing childhood anger. This is your mudra. Mudra is a hand posture. You're holding down these last two fingers. Now, I want you to do this meditation without putting your arms down. And you know who you are. What I need you to do when it gets exhausting and you feel that you can't go on, because you can, is you lean forward. And by leaning forward, it rolls your arms over and it releases the pressure. So please don't put your arms down, because you'll just hit shame, and shame is so tiresome.
I think I know what's coming.
Do you?
Sitali.
No, it's not Sitali. You're going to hiss. So fingers hold. It's a strong mudra. It's not a soft, pretty mudra. It's a bloody horrible mudra. Fingers pointed, arms facing forward. Absolutely. And this is going to hurt. And that's okay. Don't put your arms down. Eyes closed. And you're going
to
hiss.
From here to Saturday, I'm sure.
You what?
What's the hissing? Is air in or air out? Or?
Hissing in. Breathing out through the nose. Eyes closed. Attention on your third eye, okay? This is going to hurt. It's meant to hurt. This is childhood anger. It's absolutely bloody horrible. The mudra is strong. Keep it strong. You're going to have the most... Can you imagine the relaxation at the end of this? So long, slow, hiss, breath. Look at your third eye. On the exhale, pull the tongue back. Press it to the roof of the mouth. And what's the mantra? The mantra is, I can and I am. So your mind is going to say, the bitch, I don't want to do this. And you're going to say, I can and I am. You don't have to say it out loud, because I don't want to know that that's what you think. So the hissing over the teeth, which is very important, princess in front of me, the hissing over the teeth, it cools the liver. And it takes, it starts to sort of release the tension on the anger. Just, yes I can, yes I am, remember that you hold your history in your shoulders. So as the fire builds in your shoulders, make little bin liners of all your crap. And throw the little black bin liners of screaming history onto the fire on your shoulders. Don't put your arms down, just lean forward. You're doing really well. The ambition, just so you know, is 5 minutes. It should be 11, but I feel it's cruel, seeing as I don't know most of you very well, to put you through 11. And I think you'll gain enough from 5 minutes to want to take it on as a 40-day meditation. So hissing breath in, breathe out through the nose. Arms straight. Mudra strong. Don't put your arms down. And keep your eyes closed because you're going to have the most fabulous endorphin rush after this. And it's worth all of it. It's worth the whole effort. I can and I am. You're halfway. I can and I am. You are. Keep your focus. Use the breath. Make the breath long and slow. Focus on making the breath as slow as possible. And time will fly. Straighten up. Correct your posture. Strengthen your mudra. You chose to be here. It's very important to remember that you chose to be here. And sadly, a sense of humor is essential. You're into the last 2 minutes. You're eating time. There's nothing wrong with a little pain, darling. Hasn't anybody told you this? <laughs> 90 seconds to go. You can definitely do it for 90 seconds. You've done it for so many more already. You know you can do it. Slow the breath down. Long, focused hisses. The liver. The liver is the seat of anger in the body. Last minute. We can go for longer if you'd like to go for longer and have a shorter relaxation. Last 30 seconds, don't hyperventilate. You need to hold the breath for a second at the top. Hold it at the top for a second. Don't hyperventilate. Now exhale. Don't hyperventilate. You've got 20 seconds. Hold it at the top for a moment. Last 10 seconds, stay with it, keep the eyes closed. And you're going to do 3 breaths at the end, so you don't get instant relief, I'm sorry. Okay, inhale, keep the breath, keep the eyes closed, squeeze the root lock, pull under the navel, under the ribs, sorry, pull the neck lock. Keep the posture, keep the eyes closed, exhale, keep the posture, inhale again, strengthen your mudra, hold the breath, squeeze everything. Exhale, keep the posture, last inhale, squeeze everything. With exquisite grace. Exhale, release the posture. Eyes closed. And put your arms down now, madam. She's sure enough. That is an endorphin rush. And that eats the cortisol of anger. And that meditation, I've done it twice for 40 days. It's a life-changing experience.
Twice a day?
No, you do 11 minutes a day for 40 days.
In one evening?
As you like, princess. If you're brave enough to take it on, you can choose what time you do it.
I've seen that one on your DVD and I've tried it, but I've given up. I think I'll try it again.
It's on the Empowering Women DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good meditation. It's a powerful meditation. If you've had enough of your history, it's a very good meditation. I mean, unfortunately, it's like peeling an onion. You know, you just take off one layer and then there's another one. But if you want to take yourself on, because that's what you were doing when you're dealing with anger, is you take yourself on. How was that?
Good.
You did well. You're all very good. Very strong. How was that for you, beautiful princess, there?
It was good, but my arms were killing because I did boxing yesterday. So my arms are like... By breathing, and I was saying twice about him.
Great.
It didn't work out a little bit.
You did well.
Yeah, it's great.
And you were trying to have fun with it, and you were about to completely go off on one. You did really well. So lie down and relax. I'm sorry it's not a long relaxation, but you definitely deserved it. That was a very intense set, and you are going to have to drink a lot of water. But hopefully we covered anger. But if you've got questions at the end, do ask. Yeah?
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
You know that that one we did, it's on the empowerment. If I haven't had time to do the full yoga thing, can I just do that meditation?
Yeah.
Thanks. And so you have your own DVD.
Yes, I have 6 DVDs, yoga DVDs. Yes.
They're fantastic.
There's 2 for the addictive personality, 2 for meditation, 1 for conscious pregnancy, and 1 for empowering women. And then I have a YouTube channel as well. If you put my name into YouTube, I've got 120 films. They're not all yoga, but I'm very productive.
Breathe more deeply. Move your tongue in your mouth. Move your fingers, move your toes. Rotate your hands, rotate. Rub your hands together, rub your feet together. Put your arms in a T-shape, bring your knees to your chest. Inhale and then exhale, your head to the left, your knees to the right. Inhale, your legs back up again. And exhale to the other side, turning your head in the opposite direction. Bring your knees to your chest, give them a hug. And then come sitting up. I'm sorry, it was a short relaxation. It seemed to fly by. Good. Bring your hands together in prayer pose. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and true light within guide your way on. Inhale to chant Satnam. Tools and postures.